We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi guys.
Hello everybody.
Chat Briscoe.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack and you guys are ready to chat today because we are ready to chat.
I know
today.
We haven't chat in a while.
I know.
Like obviously we chatted, but with you guys, we haven't had a long chat with y'all.
It's been a moment. It's been
we've been super busy.
Oh my god. So
many new things happen in our lives.
I know. And I am in the process of moving out of my house, which is why we are back to our scenic
location. Yeah,
back to doing.
Which honestly, I know you tend to kind of hate it, but I love it. I love like finding new locations. And usually we end up going to a nature spot, so I love it personally.
I love nature. And like y'all see the water back there.
He loves nature.
What?
He loves nature. I love nature.
I love nature. I love
nature. I thought it was
funny. There's one nature spot by my house that I haven't been to in so long.
Really?
I keep wanting to go back to it before I move out. I've only got like a week left in my house, which is devastating.
You gotta take like a, after you finish moving like everything, maybe go there. After like
your
last hurrahs.
Oh my god.
Do you think you're gonna do like a video before you leave your place, like a that and a Miley Cyrus song?
Oh, that would be funny.
I think that'd be a funny TikTok.
That would be a funny TikTok. Every single house I moved out of, I've like recorded the whole house at least one last time before I move out. So I'm definitely gonna do that one last time, go through each room and record.
Right. Oh my gosh. Do you ever get like teary eyed while you're doing it?
Oh yeah. I remember.
I can imagine.
At my last house, I remember crying.
Yeah.
At my last house, I remember crying while doing it because it was one of the last things I did before we went to New York.
Yeah,
and so I recorded the house, then I had to immediately leave, and I don't know, I had to text my ex-boyfriend a lot, and it was a whole moment. That was a whole stressful moment.
And you're so strong. You got through that.
I'm the strongest, I'm the bravest, thank you. Thank
I
you.
I feel that.
Okay.
But anyways, how's your week been?
It's been really good!
Yeah, I love that.
It's been really good.
Is there any reasons or just
like
us?
Aside from like I'm doing a lot of packing and moving things in the storage unit. My storage unit is big enough that I'm not just gonna use it for storage this time. I'm gonna use it like getting looks together, styling wigs. Like I'm gonna do that to there too. But I don't want those things.
Is it air conditioning?
It's air conditioned in there too.
I was gonna say, like, you're gonna spend time there. You're not gonna be like hot, maybe.
No, bitch. I made sure I got one that is climate controlled.
Okay, yeah. We're gonna go to Carmella's. Carmella's is so good. Literally, I've been there. I think what? Oh my god, did he fall? Oh, she almost gone. Anyways, we're gonna go to Carmella's. I don't think. No, I was gonna say the last time I came was with you, but I think the last time I came was with Ashley. I think it was actually by myself when I came to Journal, actually.
Oh,
I
wow.
got, I think it was like a caramel brulee cookie, because I remember, I was expecting this, which I guess I should have, because usually when people have caramel brulee, they, torch it a little. I forgot that completely. So when I got my cookie, she ended up torching it a little bit. I thought it was the coolest thing to see. Just like, I just think that machine is fun in general, honestly.
I've always wanted to.
Right, just to be the one torching it. Honestly, I should have asked her. Can I torch it, please?
I've always wanted to do that. Use one of the torching things to, like, do caramel brulee. Or not caramel brulee. What's the...
Oh, my God, for pies? Oh, my God, yes.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my actual life. I
didn't see it.
These two people, they're on bicycles, they come up there, sit, and they're just standing there. They both are just standing there, they're not riding. And
we're doing the view.
I turn around over here for 1 second, and we're talking, and then I turn back around, all of a sudden I see him falling off the bike.
Oh my.
I had to turn my... so fast. I did not want him to know I was laughing at him, which I don't think I hit it very well, but that shit was so...
I didn't even see him. Fun. I saw him on the ground.
Him on the...
I was like...
Oh, man. I actually brought tears to my eyes. I've always wanted to. What's that one dessert where...
The pie one? Filet mignon? No.
That's steak.
The way I said it, I looked at the camera like, I'm right. I got it. But no, it's a pie.
Oh, yeah. It's like, and they put sugar on it, and then they do the torch, and it like, gets all crystally. And
coconut something?
I'm literally thinking of it.
Key lime?
Like, I literally just had it for the first time.
Let's look it up, guys.
Had it for the first time the other month.
Really?
The other
was
month.
It yummy?
It was so good. It was one of the first times I went to like eat by myself at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I got dessert too because I'm going to treat myself. And it was so good. But I don't remember what it was.
Oh my god, this ain't creme brulee. It's creme brulee. But
creme brulee.
I'm saying creme brulee pie. Oh, a meringue pie.
I was thinking creme brulee.
A meringue pie. Oh.
I was thinking creme brulee. But meringue is also... Oh,
that's the one
good.
I was thinking about. I'm gonna try it. I'm not really a pie person.
I'm not really.
Listen, I love desserts, but I'm not really a pie person. The only time I actually eat a pie is during November, honestly. And that's either apple pie or pumpkin pie.
I don't fuck with fruit pie.
Whew, oh,
sorry.
He's tired.
No. I don't fuck with
we
fruit
get back,
pies.
And all of a sudden, he's tired.
I hate cherry pie.
I've never tried it. I feel like I like it. Peach I love
pie,
cherries.
Please get out of my face.
I feel like peach would be. Not I don't know. I'm talking about pies. They're not really my thing.
No,
I
they're not like my biggest thing either. I love a chocolate cream pie,
I feel
pie,
like a pie
though.
Is just like a step away from a cake, honestly.
No, I don't fuck with
I
cake.
I want a cake. No,
I don't
I love
fuck
cake.
With cake that
no,
much.
No, my favorite dessert, for sure, will always be ice cream.
Me too.
It doesn't
oh,
matter
yeah.
the weather, what. I'm always getting ice cream throughout the year.
It can be below freezing outside, and I'll be like, this is
last
really good.
Last winter, I'm telling you, I'm cold as fuck. But you best believe I'm still going to get ice cream.
Because you know what? It's not cold in my car while I'm eating it, or it's not cold in my house while I'm eating it.
Exactly.
So why everyone, and then people act like you're a monster. People act like you're a freak being like, you're getting ice cream? It's so cold outside.
No,
but
really.
It's not cold
oh my God,
inside.
You're still going to drink a cold drink. Yes, I am.
Yeah, I absolutely
am. I'm not like a hot coffee kind of gal.
Me neither.
Maybe I'll drink a hot chocolate, but even then, like, I'm not like always
yeah.
getting for that.
If I want to drink 9 times out of 10, I want it to be something with ice or something cold. I don't like soda with ice, but only because it waters it down and makes it nasty. But like, I want it cold. I want something like that.
I like some ice, but not, I like biting on it. That's why
oh,
I eat it.
I do love. Oh, what?
But
that
even then, not too much.
Sonic ice. I could eat.
I've
a
never
whole,
gotten a drink from there.
I
that's
could eat
than
a
icy.
Whole cup. Oh, the ice is like with Nerds.
I remember one time we had a whole thing about it, being like, no, they don't have any. They don't have any. And I told you because I went on a trip with Mariana, and actually they did have drinks. So what are you talking about all of a sudden? Did you go, oh my god, wait, did you go again recently or what?
To Sonic?
Yeah.
I have gone recently.
No, not Sonic. Oh, I thought you meant Speed.
No, I meant
what?
Sonic.
Oh my
no,
god.
I'm at Sonic.
Me trying to call him out, but yeah. I'm literally wrong. I'm like, you're lying, you're a liar.
I was talking
I
about
Sonic. I always do that too. I hate when that happens, you're lying. And then I'm like, wait, I'm wrong.
I was talking about Sonic, because Sonic is the one that you can put Nerds in it. Those are good. Yeah,
I really
went
to Sonic, honestly.
I went to Sonic
forever.
Recently. I haven't been to Speed Series.
I want to go to Sonic.
Oh, they're...
Their drinks do call to me.
Their, sushis are so good, bitch. Yeah. I fuck with them hard.
Also, I've heard their milkshakes are really good.
Their milkshakes are... And they have
and
so many flavors.
And they're not expensive, too.
They have so many. And I know, like... I don't know how often they do it, but they do, like, happy hour, like, at, like...
Whoa.
I don't know if it's, like... It's
I know,
usually,
they're pissed.
I know it's, like, midnight or something. It's, like... Or it's, like, past 8 or something, where, like, milkshakes are half off. And I'm, like...
Showing up,
hello!
Looking at butt.
I want to...
There was a time where I was going, not frequently, but like somewhat often. I don't know, something about that after being in my car. Just
my old job, worked right, literally right next door to it. So on my break, sometimes I would just walk over to Sonic. I want the wings. Oh, I love their wings. I always got the wings.
I always got their chicken. The popcorn chicken, I think it's
called. Oh, yeah. Oh, the popcorn chicken is good, too. I remember Sonic used to be the place for like everybody to go hang out after school. Like 8-9 p.m. I remember I worked at the grocery store right outside of it, and my manager fucking hated that people would be we're technically in our parking lot, but they're like all the way in the back, and
she would be mad that they're right there.
Yeah, she'd be mad. She would call the police on them.
Really?
Personally, maybe it's just because I would always hang out with them too. Like after work I would go outside and go hang out with them too, because those are my friends. But I never thought it was that big of a deal. But every time she would call the police, I'd be like, yes, girl. Like, you are getting that. I would be on my manager's side for sure. I'd be like,
You're instigating. Yeah, call the police right now. Here's the phone, actually.
I'd be like, Miss Carmen, girl.
Go yeah. You just gotta click the phone.
You just gotta click call, girl. No, literally, every single time I'd be like, Miss Carmen, girl, are you gonna call the police on them?
You're like, I see them. Did you receive them, actually?
Sometimes she'd
be pulled up already.
Sometimes she'd be like, oh, just not tonight. And I'd be like, because I would always ask, that's when I would know if I could go out there after work. I would always ask her, I'd be like, are you going to do anything about them tonight? She'd be like, I'm just too tired for tonight. I'd be like, okay. Okay. And after work, you're going to trot over and go hang out with my friends. No police would show up. It was kind of nice having the inside. Mm-hmm. Having the
inside scoop.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised you would tell her to, like, call, knowing that they're your friends and you wanted to hang out with them.
If she was, like, because see, she was in a bad mood, she was like, yeah, I'm going to call. I'd be like, yeah, girl, call them. But if she would have to say it first. I wouldn't be like,
if you like, wouldn't be the one to be like, any song where you'd be like,
No. If she was like, oh god, they're fucking out there again, I'd be like, are you gonna call? And she'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna call the police. I'd be like, okay, not going there after work.
I feel like, again, maybe it's like because they're trespassing, but I mean,
yeah.
I think it's not a small town thing. People would hang out in parking lots because I know Target was also another one.
And I know,
and still is.
Cookout was a really big one too. Not for my school, but for the school my sister went to. Mm-hmm. The Cookout was the place.
I know that is also another one, yeah.
I love Cookout.
I know, something about these fast food restaurants. That's the place. Which honestly makes sense because usually people that work there are teenagers. Mm-hmm. And then also, again, there's not really much to do, so.
Cookout has some
cheap
good
food. You're gonna go there.
Cookout has some good milkshakes too.
I don't really go to Cookout. I don't know. I've gone before, but.
I always forget about it.
It never impressed me.
I remember
it wasn't good enough. I was like, oh my god, I need to go to Cookout.
That snowstorm we got a few years ago, I remember Cookout was the only thing open, and me and my ex-boyfriend were insistent on going to Cookout and getting food.
Really?
Because, I don't know.
Did you guys not have any food, or you
not
really?
Really. We didn't. We know we just didn't have any. He didn't even like Cookout that much. We just didn't really have what.
Is that a snake? I heard some rattling. Are rattlesnakes here?
Whoa!
That's okay. As long as we don't feel any bites.
No, we just didn't have any food. And so we're
that
like,
makes sense. Why?
Let's go to Cookout. And of course, guess who had to drive? Because someone didn't have a license. Me, girl. Me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but even then, you know you wouldn't drive it.
Oh, yeah. No, I would not
you
have
a license. Like, you didn't have a license. That's why I drove.
Well, you're
not because you have trust issues with people other, but other people driving you. Because if you had a license, you would have been like, okay, yeah, you drive.
Well, no.
Exactly.
I would not have. It was so scary. I remember driving home, my car, I went to go make a turn, but my car just kept turning, and I was like, also, now you're bored. Remember when she called me out earlier for yawning? Do we remember that?
Okay, but
we're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details. Save big money
at Menards. I've been up since 4 a.m.
I've been up since 8.
Wow, 8, so early. It's early for like a day I'm not working, but
yeah,
4 a.m. and I was working.
That's crazy.
And I was working.
I've been trying to fix, I'm trying to get my sleep schedule
woman
together. I'm trying to every day wake up 8, 9, 10 p.m. 10, when I wake up at 10, I'm like, oh my
really?
God.
Yeah. I feel like for me, naturally, we've been going on. Naturally, I usually wake up around like 10:30, 11. Mm-hmm. But I, on my days off, I do try to wake up at least like 9:30. That's when I put an alarm at least.
Mm-hmm. Like I like to wake up in single digits for mm-hmm. some reason.
Oh, no. I do like 9:30. See, I like either 9:30 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's my, like, well, not like 10, but you know what I mean? Like 0:00
yeah.
or 30.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So, yeah, usually I do like a 9:30 and then for my latest 11. Ooh.
Sorry.
We didn't even touch.
I felt your finger just a smidge. I felt it gray.
Oh my god, that guy kind of looks like Scooby-Doo. The green with the brown and then the shaggy hair.
Oh my god, I see him.
I mean, not Scooby-Doo. He looks like Shaggy. I said it and I was like, wait. No.
It's girl to where I knew exactly what you meant.
Wait,
I
but the other one looks like Scooby-Doo because he's in all brown. Oh my god. He's a Scooby. He's a Shaggy.
I gotta
stop. He's a Scooby to his Shaggy. Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's alright.
What happened?
Nobody.
Oh my god. Is it the ball? Is it the screw that you're missing?
Yeah, I glued them.
No. Put a toothpick.
I know you told me about that. I've been trying to.
I could have brought you a toothpick.
I should have.
I would have, and you would have had another end for just in case you lose that end.
I should have.
Go to Dollar Tree. You get a whole pack.
I've been meaning to. I glued it, and luckily it still bends. I guess what? Why is it?
No, there's like an ant on you. I think.
Well, get it off!
You want a thing? Oh, it's not.
What is it?
It's just a string. Oh. I'm not gonna pull it off. But it looked like the two little humps of an ant, and I was like, there's an ant on it.
Y'all didn't see what I saw.
I almost smacked it, too.
Y'all didn't see what I saw.
No,
I saw
my eyes wide. Because the wind was making it move, and I was like, oh my god, it's moving. And
I was like,
about to smack it, but I was like, wait, I don't think that is it. I was trying to process it before I smacked you, okay?
I was scared just now. I was.
No, I would've been terrified. Heart was... If you were seeing at me like that, I would've been terrified. I would've gotten up, honestly. I was like, I won! I would've
freaked
the fuck out.
I got this close to getting up. I got this
close. Okay. Okay, so actually a coworker had told me about this. There's this, like, contest every, like, year, apparently.
Okay.
Over at this national park called Katmai National Park, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Basically, it's where, like, a bunch of people vote for, like, the fattest bear. Like, who they think is going to be the fattest bear by, like, a certain point.
Harambe.
And, isn't that a gorilla? Oh, my gosh. What happened to him?
And he died.
Oh. Is that it?
The kid went into this his thing, and then they thought he was going to attack the kid, so they shot him.
I remember that.
But he wasn't... It didn't really seem like he was going to attack the... Sorry, whoa. I know. Sucked that saliva right back in my mouth. They shot him. They shot Harambe.
Oh, Harambe.
I know.
Okay, but let me show you. Wow. Basically, the one that won, his name is Chunk. From what one of my coworkers told me, because I had came to her being like, after I saw this video, I was like, oh my gosh, did you hear about the bear that won? She was like, yeah, and apparently, like, he's been, like, slowly growing and all that. So she said throughout the year, she, like, kind of figured this year would be his year.
Oh, wow.
And listen, it was his year.
She's checking up on
but
him.
But also not.
Oh.
He laughs. No. His jaw is hanging. Because he got in an altercation. But apparently he's like a fighter because he has another scar and that's from another fight she told me. Look, he can barely eat. This is his last year, bitch.
Oh, yeah. This is going to
like,
be
he's
his
done
last
for.
Year.
Poor Chunk. But at least he won. He's the fattest.
And he's lived a long life. How
35.
30, yeah,
35.
Oh, 32. Oh, I don't know. It was, what was
32.
It was 30-something.
No, but yeah, his jaw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of that happening
bear.
Before.
That's so sad. Poor man.
Aww. He is huge,
I'm not sure
though.
If that is a fight, but hold on. They show a video at the end. I'm not sure if that is him or not.
Oh.
But they get into it.
He's big.
Look at his, like, look at the jaw.
Yeah.
Like, it's
I've
not.
I've heard of that happening before with other animals. Yeah. I didn't know it could happen to bears.
Chunk won, but at what cost?
Hey,
at what cost?
At what cost, Chunk? At what cost?
I know, only here is getting the fat to get
the
fat
was
bear,
thing that...
and he finally wins in the year when he gets fucked up.
I didn't even know that was, like, a contest thing.
Me neither. My coworker told me, and I just knew.
Wow.
Like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know about all
what
that.
What are you setting up again?
I would hate
what?
To win that contest.
I would if hate you were the bear?
I would hate to be the bear.
I would love to be the fattest bear if I was in this contest. Are you kidding me? For hibernation?
Oh, for hibernation.
Survival, hello. I don't want to be the skinniest bear. I'm dead. Winter comes, dead.
He ain't making it past hibernation this year.
Yeah, I know. He's not with a jaw like that. Yeah, I know you saw him trying to eat that fish. He's still trying to eat, but it didn't look like it was going that well. But yeah.
Damn. But long life for, I don't really know.
I really didn't know bears, I think we're about to say something. I don't really know a bear's lifespan.
I know.
But 32 seems like a long ass time.
Yeah, right? I feel like for any
animal,
that's a long time.
I thought they would have been dead by then. I thought they would have been dead at least within like, late teen years probably.
Yeah.
Even then, that's kind of like stretch.
I don't even know.
But I also suppose, like, in the wilderness, they wouldn't survive that long. Also, that's also part of my thinking. Because, like, of other animals and age and all that.
I
food meant resources.
To tell you. The craziest thing happened. Okay, so... Instead of... So, you know that kitten that I had?
Sun is coming out. Damn. It's looking beautiful around us. But, yeah.
You know that kitten that I had? So, instead of giving it to my aunt, some girl, I listed on Craigslist and some... She was like 16. She reached out to me. She was like, hey, it's really cute. I want it. So I was like, okay. I told my aunt that's fine. I'm going to give it to someone on Craigslist, right? Mm-hmm. So it was like someone who lives in my town. That's important. It's an important detail for later. She lived in my town. And so we met up at the food line. We met at the food line. I had
gotcha.
The kitten. I will say, I was gutted getting rid of the kitten.
I bet.
It
would have been one of the hardest things for me to do.
I didn't realize how attached to it I was until I was handed off, and it looked scared to go to someone new, and I was like, and I literally was like, wait, and I almost started crying. I might
really?
Start crying now. It was like, I was like, oh my god. And watching it be so scared, I was like,
oh. Now he's literally starting all over again.
But then, okay, it gets even worse. So, I give it to her. She seems so excited. She, oh my god, I'm so excited. It's so cute. She's looking at it. She's talking about how, like, she's telling me.
She's like overstimulating.
She's telling me all these names that she wants to name it. And I'm like, okay, wow. She seemed very excited. That's the point. So she leaves. I leave. You know, I won't lie. I thought about it for a day and a half. I was wandering around my house. I was like, I feel so sad. I feel so sad.
No, yeah, I think it would have been sad too. I'm surprised you never even gave her a name. Because I know that's another thing. You never named her.
No, I never named her. I kept calling her the little one.
Attached.
I know. I was trying so hard not to get attached, but then I.
Well, day one, I'm attached.
I kept calling it the little one. Anyway, my aunt sends me a post on Facebook of it. I think it's the same cat. I think it was my cat.
What happened?
She abandoned it. I guess she abandoned it. They found it on someone else's porch. And they posted like, hey, this kitten turned up at my friend's porch. Can someone take it? So I think she gave the kitten, like, she abandoned the kitten.
Oh my god, maybe her parents didn't want to have one, so maybe they made her let it go.
I don't know, but my aunt sent me a post, she goes, is this the cat? And I was like,
do you have the post? Pull it up.
I do. It is on that book. But wait, I was like,
does it, it really looks just like cat? It looks like markings just, and everything?
Same markings, same.
Oh
well,
my god.
All I saw was like the face. It was like just a picture of its face. But it looked like the same.
I mean, it's still like the face. Like, yeah. I mean, I remember it was like black and white.
Yeah.
So if the patches are all the same.
And I.
And it's in the same town.
Yep, it was the same town too.
And that's not, it doesn't seem like coincidence at that point.
It made me feel even more sad.
You should send her a message. Honestly, I'm worthy of it. Is this my cat that you abandoned?
I didn't even think about saying it.
No, because
I didn't even think about saying it.
That's fucked up.
I'll have
up.
To go to my own.
At that point, like, text back the person, like, hey, she can't. She didn't work out.
Yeah, like, can you take her back? I would have happily taken her back.
I bet,
and,
yeah.
You know, because I was. I almost. I felt like a monster. I know.
No,
I
giving it to a monster, I know, like that. I know, even. I know. Terrible.
I shouldn't have felt like. I felt like a monster in the moment giving it away. Just how, like, it looks so scary. And I was like, I am just giving it away to another person that I don't know.
Nice.
But she seemed so excited. And she seemed like she was actually going to. She seemed like she was going to be a good owner.
Was it just those teenager, though, that came? Honestly, I feel a little iffy.
She was like,
just a teenager.
She looked.
She was 16.
I would say like 17, 16, maybe 18, somewhere in that range. And she kept offering. She brought money. She was like, here, let me pay you for it. And I was like, no, I'm not. I mean, I did take money for Phoebe.
I was going to say, yeah, I would have taken the money.
I did take money for Phoebe, but this girl seemed really young. It was like, she was like, maybe it was like something she shaved. Well, that's something she saved for. I was like, no, you keep the money, girl. You're young.
I'm taking it.
She kept the money.
You don't mean. If you can insist.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, I know. After one time. Not even one. After half a time of insisting with Marisha. Okay. Yep. Yeah. She was like, no, let me pay Maria. She wouldn't give her a sense of Maria, but okay, I'll take the money right out of your hand.
Oh, my gosh. She would have gagged probably. What?
Huh?
I was being nice insisting, actually. I didn't actually think you'd accept. No, because that's terrible.
I did not accept.
No, but that's point. Terrible if she actually did do that.
And I think it looks like the same. I will say it didn't have. I left the flea collar on it, and when I gave it to her, because, you know, obviously, I already paid. And it wasn't there.
I could imagine
there, but
if, like, I took in a pet from someone else, and they had, like, some colored collar, I would take it off.
Yeah, I probably would.
I know
too.
Myself, I would've.
I probably would. Get that collar the fuck out of here.
No, there you go. My own shit.
But it
my cat.
I was so sad.
Oh,
especially
my
when my aunt sent me that. I literally felt my heart fall to my butthole.
No, my heart would have been out of my ass. I think I would have been pissed. I'm surprised you didn't text her. I've been like,
I literally didn't even think about texting her. I don't even know why that didn't cross my mind. I was just.
I'm checking. I'm speaking about cats. I'm a mother, actually.
Oh yeah.
I'm a mother too. Like, okay, I thought to five, but I think now.
Oh my god.
Seven.
Keep those legs. Oh my god! Keep those legs closed.
I know. A mother overnight, guys. I know. I say seven now. It would have been eight because, okay. So originally, there was this fluffy cat, there's like other two black and white cats, and then a black one that's like, I think they're called, what's they're called? So it's of a T.
Tabby?
No.
Tortoiseshell?
Tord, yes. You know where like they kind of like spotting?
Yeah.
I think it kind of looks yellow, honestly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's tortoiseshell.
Yes, one like that, and then there's an orange one. Yes. And, but anyways. I noticed that the black one ended up bringing around these other cats that are actually kittens. Three of them. A black and white, one that looks like her, and then black and white.
And then what?
Oh, and then another. No. And then just another black one. Completely black. She's feisty, let me tell you that. Earlier today when I was feeding them, it was a kitten and then the other older cats. And all of a sudden I hear hissing and I'm like, who is hissing? And I'm like, stop it, guys, you know. I'm a mother, so I'm going to stop the altercation. And I hear thinking it's a big cat doing it to the little kitten trying to eat. And then I realize, all of a sudden I hear, and I see some smacking, and it was a kitten! Oh my God!
Yeah, some kittens are
And you know what? Them adults were listening. They were. They backed away from the food while she ate. No, literally.
And she ate.
I was like, all right, I wasn't expecting that. But anyways.
I love a feisty kitten. I think they're so funny.
I couldn't believe it because she's never acted like that around me.
I was in shock.
No, literally. In the 3 days I've known her, she's never acted like that.
This isn't you. It's not you. But,
anyways, the black cat, she stopped appearing. After, like, the first few times I saw her, like, with the kittens, I haven't seen her anymore. Like, I don't know where she went. I probably think maybe she died or something. Unless she moved farther down my neighborhood to the other area with there's other cats, maybe. But I would imagine she'd show up again with her cats.
Yeah, especially if they were her babies.
Yeah, because, I mean, I saw her, I didn't really see her nursing, but they kept going to her belly, so I'm guessing she was nursing. But anyways, yeah, I haven't seen her, but the kids have still been popping up, you know, so I'm still feeding them, you know.
Oh.
So, yeah, it seems like now I'm a mother to 7.
Oh, my God, the kitten kept trying to nurse on Athena, and obviously Athena doesn't have milk.
Athena was pissed.
She was...
Fuck away from me. I ain't your mother.
She bopped it one time, but a lot of times she would just let it happen. I would be like, not happening, sorry. I'm like, you're just sucking on nip. You're not getting no milk out of there.
Oh, my God.
She is not
Maybe
a mother.
Maybe Athena was living her mother fantasy.
Maybe.
She'll never be a mother. And you know what? I believe it. I mean, not believe it. I get why not. I mean.
No, I can't. I can't.
Yeah, I get it.
Also,
I have so many kittens.
I don't know what in my mind does this, but it's like the thought of her getting pregnant. I'm like, that's my child. That's actually my baby.
I mean, imagine like what parents actually think.
I know.
Like a human children, like your kid getting pregnant and all that.
That's another reason why I don't think I could ever be a parent. I don't think I'd be able to let go. And I know a big part of being a parent is that you gotta let go at some point.
No, for me, it's more like the going away part, like the college or like just them having to like just go, like leave the house.
Exactly.
Like
you
that
gotta
gets
let
me
go.
Sad. And like, I don't even have any children. I don't even have a man to be having children right
and
now.
And it still
and
makes
I'm
me
like,
tear up thinking
that's
about
so
it.
That's so sad.
It
that's
makes
terrible.
Me tear. When I see videos about moms talking about their experience, I'm like, I abandoned my mother. I left her. I left her at the ripe age of 18 and moved in with a random man. For what?
Independence.
That's okay, I'm going back. It's all right. She's fine. I'm going back.
Exactly.
I was
thinking
about this a lot today, though.
What?
I haven't talked to my dad in like almost 2 months.
Really?
I haven't talked to him. He doesn't even know I'm moving out.
Really?
I haven't told him. I'm a little embarrassed to tell him. I don't want to tell him. I'm gonna tell him after I move out. And
should we take a quick break, real quick?
Oh yeah, I'm down for a quick little break.
Yes,
we're gonna be right back. We're gonna
take a quick break. I'm parched.
I know.
Can you hear that in my voice? I feel like it sounds strange.
I am so thirsty too. I can't wait to go to Carmella's.
Yeah.
We're gonna be right back, y'all.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're gonna be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
Hello, everybody. We are back. We had some water.
Yes, we had some water. We had a mini photo shoot.
y'all gotta go see these photos. They are.
Yes, I will post these. I do like them. And I want to take some more, honestly.
Yeah,
I really love my dress.
Good.
I got this thrifting the other day with Nathaniel. It's literally so cute. It's so me. It's pink. And it has like a leopard print and zebra.
It's so
I love
cute.
It.
And your titties are popping in that dress,
ooh.
Girl.
Oh my little neck.
Because you are an angel. Wow,
yes.
You always look good.
Thank
the
you.
Pink with the blue.
It hits, right?
Pristine.
I love it.
I've been going thrifting a lot these past couple. Since we went thrifting, I've gone. Okay, but just like two other times. But.
Hey, you're still gone. I mean, that's a lot of women like a week, honestly.
I've been living. I've been finding such good find. I sent you some pictures last night.
You did.
That
really
blue
good.
Dress, a picture went up on the screen right now. That blue dress, bitch, I am so mad that the first time that I was like, no, that's not going to be cute.
I remember. I was like, I need to be a size. I picked that up from her last time. He's like, nope.
I told Maria, it's not going to be cute. And then, look.
Then lo and behold, but I wasn't there. All of a sudden, he was like, you know what? Let me grab it.
Yeah, I know.
He grabs it and he loves it.
I tried. It was the perfect mermaid shape, too. I was like, damn. I was thinking about doing, like, an aquatic look with it.
Ooh.
I was going to do something like...
I love the leaves just falling. They've been falling all around us, and I love it.
It hit me, and I thought it was a bug landing on me. I said... No, they're like, what the fuck is that?
And then you see, they're like, fun! Isn't this beautiful, Nathaniel?
Isn't life beautiful?
It is. I love nature. I really do love nature. But
I know, it's glamour. I
like,
love nature.
Guys, appreciate nature for real.
I know.
If you see before trash, pick it up. But you ain't wrong.
I know.
Pick up trash if you see it. I mean, I don't do it all the time, but sometimes I do.
If it's like a piece that don't look too nasty, like maybe I'll pick it
right
up.
Right, and if I see a trash can right there.
Yeah, if it like a bottle, I don't mind picking up. But like if it's like a like something stuck on the ground.
No, yeah, but also like your own trash. Honestly, in general, like if your own trash, don't leave your trash. We drink a water, we finish it, and I put my trash in my bag.
What's up with bitches?
And when
littering?
I pass a trash can, I'm gonna throw it away.
With it?
I know.
I don't understand it.
They're nasty.
Like it's so easy to just like leave the trash in your car.
I know, I do it all the time.
I know, so girl, we know I do too. So like it's so easy.
Back to the back seat.
And that's my favorite move.
I finish it.
My favorite move is the
Literally, yes.
That's my favorite move.
Don't even think about it, just do it. Just do it. And then when I go to the gas station, then I throw away my trash.
They need to put that on the driving test. That move right there.
Add that as a move.
I need to add that to him. Parallel parking and throwing trash in the back seat. That's what I fucking hate parallel parking. That shit sucked.
Oh, yeah?
I don't like it. I still...
Oh, yeah. I'm not the best at it either.
I don't think I've done it since my driving test.
Really? No, I have done it.
It's not that
serious. Usually when I do it, I try to do it the most easiest way where I can just, like, go in and out. But I can't parallel park, honestly. I do it almost every day. Because, where I live, we only have two parking spots, but we have three cars. Right. So, usually it's me that has to do the parallel parking because I'm the one that's usually leaving, that's in and out, and also leaving in the mornings. So, I'm usually the one that parallel parks. So, almost every day.
Get up at 4 in the morning, girl. That sounds rough.
I know. Thankfully, I don't do it every day, but I do do it so much.
I have a shift next. Is it next week? I've
been working a night shift lately, or no?
I haven't. I've been doing my middays, which is, I usually do, it's usually something to 10. It's been 3 to 10, 4 to 10, 5 to 10, those. But
that's not too bad. That's like your used to be schedule at Starbucks. Yeah.
When I tell you next week, I work 8 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Wow. Honestly, that's not that bad. Everything about it. And then, like, considering it's like where you work out, you said it's so slow, so it's like to 1 a.m. Ooh.
Yeah.
I bet those last few hours.
Hour-wise, it's not that bad. I just know, first of all, I'm going to be bored as fuck. And the second of all, I've never been there. I've never done it past midnight. I've never gone past... 10. Yeah, I've never gone... I don't think I've ever gone past 10 before, even. And so, the fact that I have to be there till 1 in the morning, and...
Oh, and you haven't tried to get your schedule together. I was going to say, what's the big deal? Don't you go to sleep late?
Yeah,
but I think you've been trying to get your schedule together, actually.
Yeah, I've been falling asleep at, like, 12:30. Last night, I went to sleep at 11:30. Why?
No, that's pretty early.
Why?
No, I try to go to sleep around that time.
Who am I?
I just gotta wake up early.
But...
Naturally I go to sleep late. If I didn't go to work that early, I wouldn't be going to sleep. I want to see that early.
I'm gonna have to...
I'd have to force myself.
I'm gonna be going to sleep at like 2 in the morning.
No, yeah. That's really gonna mess you up.
Because you know right when you
get home.
Do you
know the next day?
Oh, yeah. I know, luckily, I am off the next day.
Whoa. Okay,
we're
scared of everything.
Wait, we all saw the leaf attack me just
now. I saw it, but I was admiring it. Then you just went, ah!
I didn't know it was coming at me. That was so scary.
That's what she said.
That was scary.
Oh my god, have you heard about this new Snapchat update? Because I know you use Snapchat.
I don't want to talk about it. But I do want to talk about it.
I think that's right, because literally, that's part of the reason why I still have an account with Snapchat. Because I would delete my account if I didn't have photos on there. Because that's all I use it for. When I want to, like, reminisce, like, I'll download the Snapchat app again, and I'll be like, let me see my photos.
I don't think they're going to go through with it with how much backlash they're getting.
Really?
It's kind of like,
I feel like they would do it.
I was going to say it's kind of like Duolingo, but Duolingo kind of stuck their ground. We're like, yeah, we're using AI, and what? So, honestly, Snapchat might be the same, but...
Honestly, I feel like they are going to go for it.
I
don't think they're not on his way.
I hope not, because...
Also, like, who really uses Snapchat?
Yeah,
do teenagers still use Snapchat? I don't use Snapchat since, like actually use it, besides for photos. Plus, I'm actually in high school. Besides that, I was still using it even afterwards, but to take photos.
I mostly...
Actually, that's completely a lie. I think I was still using it at 19, actually. Like, actually using it. So that's why, yeah, I definitely was still using it at 19.
I still use it for boys sometimes. Not really. Honestly, no, I literally just deleted it today after you're talking. Yeah, because I need storage, and it takes up like almost 2 gigabytes of storage on my phone because of how many memories I have.
No, yeah.
I've got a lot of memories in there. What pisses me off is that I have memories from 2015, from a decade ago, and they are just gonna, what, they're just gonna delete all of them?
They're gonna, I don't think they're gonna delete it, but like, from what I saw from the update is, you're gonna pay to get to them.
It's like, I don't wanna...
Yeah, I think it's a certain gigabytes is when you're gonna have to pay.
I think it was 5. I think you get like...
I thought it was 3 something.
You might be right. I don't know.
I actually do have the video. I saved it, so we can look at it.
But it makes me so mad because I have memories on there from since I was an actual child.
Yeah, $2.99 a month apparently.
I don't want to pay that.
Oh, to keep all your Snapchat memories actually. No, but I will say one thing on me. I haven't wanted to do. I've never done it. I haven't done it. I mean, oh, it apparently says how do I get 32.6 gigabytes into 5? Wait, I don't get it.
Oh,
maybe
so
it was 5 gigabytes.
As 5, they're having 5. She just has 32 gigabytes of memories.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. But yeah, I have more to do this where like I print out photos and make like collage kind of like my years.
Uh huh.
Like every year.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, but I haven't gone along doing it.
I would love to do that too.
To get at least some of those photos, because I have a lot of photos there, specifically of like my hair colors there, and I'm like, I don't want that gone. Like that's the reason why I still have those, because I want the best memories to look back at.
Mm-hmm. I have. That's like all, that's my whole, my entire high school and middle school experience is in those memories right there.
And see, if and they delete, they will go through it because they know people will have shit like that.
If they delete them,
and they're gonna pay for
I will
it.
Be at, it will be worth, I remember my iPhone 11, it if you didn't update it right away, it would freeze out and glitch out and it would break, right? And if Snapchat deleted that, all my memories, it would be worse than when my iPhone deleted my Trixie videos from my Trixie concert. I would actually probably have a meltdown. Just because it's such an important part of...
That makes sense. Their memories.
It's such an important part of...
Because, like, though you'll remember a memory, but it's not the same as, like, looking at it. It's as long as I forget some shit, and I see the photo, I'm like, oh, my God. I remember this, actually, now.
And it's
like
seeing how...
Since you gotta see it. Oh, my God, Scooby and Shaggy again.
Oh,
I know they would've come here, because I saw them come down here, and then they saw us, and they went back up, and then they went that way.
Well, don't worry, boys. Don't worry, boys. I got a few more minutes. Don't care.
I wonder if they planned it.
Oh, yeah. And then they walk by. I'm like, fuck, they're still fucking there.
No, I meant the outfit.
Oh, I thought you meant
that they really like Shaggy. The other guy just said Scooby.
I thought they meant, did they plan like walking down, like doing a big circle and going back up?
They probably did. They were like, let's do a long walk and then we get back.
They'll be gone.
Lo and behold, you're not.
You thought.
Should we never, honestly, I don't give a, they can come.
Yeah, they can come join the pod.
Guys.
Y'all, come on. Y'all, come join the pod.
Scooby and Shaggy, come over.
Oh, but I like those memories of like seeing how me and Anna interacted. Well, don't look at me like that. What?
They are coming.
The fuck?
They are coming.
Did y'all see her?
Oh, no, they're not. They were. Oh my God. Did I see that? I know I smiled, but I did not do all that now.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on? I'm scared. I'm clutching my pearls.
Oh my God.
But I don't want to lose all those videos, like seeing how I interacted with my friends at that age. Especially Anna, all those memories I have with her in those videos. I'm like, bitch, I don't want to get rid of those. I don't want
to. Oh my gosh. I do have still some old memories, not old memories, old messages. Reading back some of them and like seeing how I spoke back then.
It's so
funny, but so cringe. And that's going to be gone.
I won't
have that. I do have still some up from Instagram, and I'm like, oh my God,
my Instagram DMs from middle school and high school are the worst things I've ever seen.
But it's also so funny to me, because I'm like, what? You really just see the growth. Like, I feel like back then, like in high school specifically, even some middle school, I felt like I was so grown, so mature.
Oh, yeah.
And then now I'm older, and I'm like, what?
I remember feeling like, I'm so grown, and then looking at my text and being like, I'm making so many grammar mistakes.
I know.
I look a fool right now.
Also, just the way I'm speaking.
Yeah.
Like, it's so obvious I'm still a teenager. So, again, makes me wonder why these older men were wanting to talk to me.
I know.
Because, like, you were interested in me when I was talking like this.
I would never.
You're like 20. Get away from me.
Someone like that now.
Exactly.
Ever.
Haven't yet. And not gonna.
Haven't yet. Have not going to.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Honestly, I mean, like, obviously it's still legal, but like, even like someone that's 21 and that's only 2 years away from me.
No.
It's, I don't know.
I thought the youngest I'd be willing to go is 20 now. That's the youngest I'm willing to go. Anything under that is not right.
I don't know. As long as I... But like, I still notice some differences. Not other than not big. But I do still notice some when I've met someone that's 21. And I'm like... Also, I just hate the fact of someone being younger than me. I want them to be older than me. I do like older men, though.
So. I think I would have a more difficult time dating someone younger than me, though, because... You know me. You know my thing with aging. If I'm the old one in the relationship...
I would hate that. I don't want to be the old one. I want to be the younger one.
Ooh, okay, now you just convinced me. I can't date anyone under 22 now.
Like, I could do 1 year below me. 1 year below me, honestly, doesn't really bother me. That doesn't bother me. That's whatever. But, like, 2 years like that. They're 2 years younger than me.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
I know it's in law, and obviously it's legal. Because, like, 21 is at least a drinking age. Yeah. They can at least go out and take a drink with me. That's
yeah,
what I'm, like,
we can have a good time.
But 21, they can go out and take a drink with me.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a great time.
19? It's like, what are we going to do?
Shit. Shit.
We're going to go shit?
That's all they can do, basically. They can go take a shit.
And that's all they can do.
That's it.
That is
they, like, they were only out of high school for basically a year at that point.
Yeah.
1 year.
If that.
Yeah, if that.
And that's not okay. I don't want to date someone.
And
like also,
I feel like even more, as a 3 years when I feel like you also really notice differences too.
Yeah.
So, not for me. I don't want to be the younger one. No, yeah. I want to be the younger one. Think I don't
now,
want to date the younger one.
I can only
one.
Date someone 21 now. Now that I've really been expected of being the older one, I cannot be the older one. That would be humiliating.
I want to talk about what the fuck is going on in Chicago now.
Yep, let's speak on it.
I saw, the first video I saw, it looked insane. I just saw a video of like a bunch of like, to me I just saw them like as police people, maybe like army because of the vest they were wearing.
Yeah.
But apparently they were ICE. They're just like in the neighborhood and it's like a whole swarm of them. Literally, from sidewalk to the other end of the other side, which is swarming this neighborhood. And then I saw like there was another video where they were like in this actual city of it. And they're just like walking along a bridge, like swarms of them. I'm like, what the fuck? And it's just like a bunch of ICE people apparently like just trying to get people that are undocumented, but also they're not discriminating, just like off looks.
Uh-huh.
Speak Spanish. Yeah. If they think you're not like from here, like there's a possibility. They're most likely gonna
try
and get you.
They're gonna try and detain
but
you.
There's another thing I saw. I saw this one yesterday, actually. Because that happened, like, I think about a week ago. But this one I saw yesterday, where apparently this apartment complex, I believe, they had raided it. And they were even, like, children. Like, I saw a video.
I have heard this. Yeah.
No more than 3 year-olds. Maybe two. No, but definitely no more than three. Was literally zip tied. Hands to the back.
Yeah.
So this is about getting all the criminals?
It's about
they're
criminals.
Three.
They're I saw
three.
Some where they didn't even, like, let the kids put clothes on. There were some kids
that were
naked.
They were naked.
And it's like,
oh. I saw that neighbors had saw that. People had saw that. That were just, like, the onlookers. They saw them without clothes.
When are people going to realize that it's not about getting undocumented
in
people?
No way
it's just
about
being racist
think,
at this point.
I think it was
it's always just
been
about being racist.
Since
it's
before,
always.
Yes. But, like, I think it's progressing more and more. How are people still trying to justify it? How are y'all still trying to justify it?
Children?
There's nothing to justify about this.
Three babies are being handcuffed, basically,
no,
behind their back.
Like, it's like the middle of the night, they're sleeping.
And these Republicans
like,
are like,
what? Like, yeah, get them. Get them now. And speak about what's going on in our state. They're trying to get abortion, like, I guess, fully, like, banned.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is fucked up. Because personally, it's already pretty strict out here. I've heard, like, 6 weeks is the latest you can get an abortion.
Yeah.
But they want to do it where like you can't get one like at all, no matter what. Basically, you can't even speak about it. You can't even like give someone like advice of like, oh, this is what happened to me, blah 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 type shit. Like no, you can't even like someone from that profession.
Free until it's not.
No, because it's not. It's really not for who. Basically, they can't have like even like a person like in that like I guess a physician. So I'm just like the physician can't like recommend you to go to like. An out-of-state place where it is legal.
Because
if they do, then they'll go to jail.
Yeah.
And they're trying to push it for, like, 30 years. Like, as if, like, I'm not... Okay. I try to keep...
Stay
up to date, but I'm not the most, grammatically... What's it called? I'm trying to say... They're trying to, like, put it where, like, if you kill someone, that's how they're trying to, like...
They're trying to justify it as, like, murder.
Yeah, murder.
But
what's
even crazier is that some people that are murderers get less than that. Less than that.
Literal pedophiles spend like a year.
P. Diddy?
Maybe even a year.
Diddy got 4 years in prison. And I know he
after
didn't kill,
decades
I know
of
he
abuse.
Didn't kill anybody, well, at least that we know of. But that was literally like...
But like, he did crazy ass
like
stuff
the
for
80s.
Years. Decades.
The 80s he's been doing stuff like that. And he only got 4 years in jail.
God forbid a girl gets raped and, or some shit, and she now can't go get an abortion.
And there's that footage of, like, you know, in the hallway that in the hotel, and they still only give him 4 years. It makes me so mad.
Also, that's another thing I once forgot, because I just said that. I saw, like, for the people, like, because, like, it was a whole thing. It is a whole thing, obviously, where they went down to the Capitol, and they were, like, talking about it. Like, they're all giving their own sides. I saw one lady was like, yeah, I came from rape, and obviously I still matter, which means, yes, you do still matter. Like, your mother chose to keep you, but, like, not everyone wants that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great that your mother was so fine with having you and all that, and she felt for herself, like, she made that choice for herself to keep you, but other people, I wouldn't want to live that trauma.
I know.
Like, I don't want to have that baby, personally.
And I...
Doesn't mean that you don't matter, so I'm sure that you're, like, the worst thing if you did come from that, if you were, like, you know? But not everyone wants to... wants that, you know?
I can't say
I couldn't find myself being a good mother, personally. That's what I'm trying to say. So, like, for me, that's why I would opt for the abortion if that were to happen to me, most likely.
I can't stand those people.
And why I think people should have...
At least, the option,
you know?
The choice.
Also, like, what if... Another thing I know. People that have disabilities, they are really likely to get raped. And just, like, any sort of abuse, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because they have disabilities, so people take advantage. I mean, I saw one where, like... I think it was this month, some man... had found another man in the back, I think it was back in an alley. He had, like, the van doors open, and he saw him raping a woman. She had some sort of disability, so she couldn't really speak. She didn't know what was going on. She was, you know, she was just there, you know? She didn't know what was happening. She was just doing what her caretaker was having her do.
And it's like, what's going to happen when she gets pregnant?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Are they going to force her to have a baby?
She wouldn't have any option. Like, she was already abused. Now she's forced to have a baby?
It's like, what?
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 It's fucked up.
And those people who, they're like, I almost had an abortion, and I'm so glad I didn't, and you should never do it either. I'm like, bitch, like, just because you opted out, and you're really grateful that you opted out last second, don't make other people feel bad because they aren't opting out last second. Right. And they're choosing to go through with it. You know?
Everyone has a different path in
life. I see those TikToks all the time.
No, yeah, I know what you mean. Like, for some people it works out, but the same thing doesn't work out for every person.
Every life
and
is different, girl.
Obvious, and, like... different variations of stuff, you know?
Which it sounds so obvious saying it. But then, like, that's just not how reality is happening. It's just, like, not how life is going down right now, which is crazy.
I know, which is very interesting. They want you to keep babies, but then they're also, like, zip-tying literal babies. Wanting, like, to send them back to another country, even though some of them are actually legal.
Yeah, even though they were literally born here. Literally born here. That's also what's really getting me. It's, like, them detaining actual U.S. citizens.
I'm like... Yeah. There was this one man I saw, I don't know where, but I know each time he was detained at a construction site, and he's a citizen. Two times he was sent to, like, one of those, like, offices with the ICE, and apparently now he's trying to sue them,
because
two times they detained him.
That's crazy.
Two times.
That's crazy. It shouldn't even happen
one time.
And it's
obviously, again, just because he looks like a Hispanic man, because he is a Hispanic man, which is why they took him in. Yeah. Fucked up shit.
Just assuming. And there's, like, no reason to assume. I just don't get it. I actually don't.
Yeah. But it's definitely a facade. Trying to get the criminals.
Having that much hatred for people and, like, some of these people's hearts, I just don't understand. I've never had such a big issue with people, with, like, a group of people that I don't even know. Or, like, I've never even met. Like, you don't, like,
right.
they never
just
even,
based on skin color, based skin color, race, whatever.
Like, and I've never had that much hatred for someone who, like, spoke a different language or, like, was a different skin color. So, like, I just genuinely don't understand.
Not for that. Listen, I'll hate someone.
I'll hate a bitch. But let me tell you something. I'll hate a bitch equally. I'm going to hate a bitch.
Exactly. It could be anyone. if you got a shitty personality, yeah, I'm not going to like you.
I'm a hater, but I'm a hater for everybody. I'm a very inclusive hater. I'm a very inclusive
Exactly. No one's safe.
No one is safe around me. But... anyway, are you ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I just want to touch on that, and yeah, I'm ready to wrap it up.
We've got to go.
We'll be back next week.
Make sure you follow us on all of our social medias.
Sun stayed out too.
Boom, boom, they're everywhere on screen right now.